My name is Siegfried Wagner. I'm founder and CEO at Institute Dr. Wagner in Austria in Europe, which firstly is an internationally accredited commercial laboratory with a focus on the analysis of pesticides and contaminants in food and feed.
So in a way, you're in the business of policing integrity and honesty in our food supply. What does that actually encompass?
When we speak about food integrity, we always have to consider speaking about the more holistic definition of food quality. And this at least contains a social, ecological, and economic and health dimension of food. I personally think that the topic of food integrity is more than speaking about international actions against food fraud or food adulteration. In my opinion, food integrity is a topic about trust. And industry should speak about trust and make a commitment to being transparent with other stakeholders and, for me, most important, with their customers.
So why is that so important, Siegfried? What's threatening the integrity of our food?
Food integrity can be compromised at each step in the food supply chain. For example, the food fraud is an extremely profitable business. And it starts with the substitution of defined raw materials with cheap replacement products. Food fraud is cheating. Food fraud is deceiving. Food fraud is fooling. Food fraud is swindling for financial gain.
I suppose certain foods, the regional specialities, could be compared with works of art. And so, in a way, you're policing against forgery. Is that the right way of looking at it? And what kinds of regional specialty foods do you monitor at your institute?
So one of the typical products here is pumpkin seed oil, which is a product which is protected by the European Commission. Quality policy of the European Union aims at first protecting the names of specific products to promote their unique characteristics. They are linked to the geographical origin as well as traditional know-how. Product names can be granted with a so-called geographical indication if they have a specific link to the place where they are made. And this geographical indication recognition enables consumers to trust and distinguish quality products while also helping producers to market their products better. Each country is proud because they have their special products in the regions. And these products are like a window. You look into a country to get to know a country by tasting, by exploring the special food of such a country. And that makes it interesting for consumers too.
Yes, of course. And food tourism is huge. So if you can't trust the integrity of what you're eating, then it starts to call into question all sorts of other levels of integrity. But integrity is the key to the whole process then, isn't it? And what do you think the industry needs to be doing to be staying ahead of the game?
I think that one of the most sustainable investments food producing and trade companies at the moment can make is investing in systems which develop and guarantee transparency for a long-term relationship with their customers. That's why, in my opinion, it is so important to maintain the topic of integrity along the whole supply chain of food. I think the topic of food integrity will become more important in future, especially in Europe, because people recognize the value of sustainable and responsible food production, and the European Union itself has a very clear definition of food quality.
And at your own institute, how do you go about ensuring responsible food production?
We measure quality, meaning that we take care for the quality of products as well for the consumers as for our clients. Referring to food integrity, at the moment we are doing and developing new applications for testing food authenticity using time-of-flight mass spectrometry techniques, followed by very complex multivariate statistical data evaluation tools. We are very concerned about what we are doing, meaning that we take care for the quality of products as well for the consumers as for our clients. So we therefore are responsible primarily for healthy and authentic food, And I would say secondary, we are responsible for the business of our clients, that they don't have problems on the market with their product.